On Wednesday morning, the world found out that there was going to be a new president. For some people, they were fearful of this reality. For others, there was jubilation and joy for this new reality. I just want to say from the get-go that I'm neither a Trump or Hillary supporter. Jesus's kingdom isn't a theological abstraction. It is the literal, concrete truth. So much so that I'm willing to say that the biggest event in the world did not occur on Wednesday day for me, Wednesday morning for America. It didn't occur then. And it doesn't occur then every 4 years as we wait for electoral results. The greatest event, the cosmic shift in the universe that changed everything, happened 2,000 years ago. And it wasn't through a popular vote or through electoral college votes. It was through a death and a resurrection. A death and a resurrection that redefined reality, redefined what power is, redefined what kingdom is. That as Jesus hung there on the cross and the powers and forces of darkness came crashing against him, he exhausted those powers. And rather than falling into the tit-for-tat cycle of the kingdoms of the world, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, revenge, revenge, he responds to his opponents with forgiving love. And he, in that moment, redefines power, redefines what we mean by power and kingdom and politics, because the politics of Jesus is the one that is stressed first on the cross. And it is upside down to the rest of the world. It is foolish to the rest of the world. It is scandalous to the rest of the world. But for those who have the ears to hear and the eyes to see, it is the power of God. Jesus won on the cross, and Jesus became king of the cosmos in a new radical way on the cross, and also as seen in the resurrection. And through the resurrection, a new kingdom, a new world was birthed. And you know what? And I want to stress this again, that is not a theological abstraction, that is the truth. And that is so important to hear during this election result. And this is something I would have said regardless who won, whether it been Trump as it is, or whether it would have been Hillary as it could have been. Everyone needs to hear this. The president of presidents isn't Obama and it won't be Trump. The president of all presidents, the king of kings, the lord of lords, is Jesus. And it's his kingdom which remains. The Roman Empire, which was the cultural landscape of Jesus dying and rising again from the dead, the Roman Empire's gone. It's gone. 300 years from now, all the nations could be completely different borders. And whilst in one sense that reality kind of gets me thinking reflectively and perhaps even saddens me because I love my country and I love Australia, I have to recognise the kingdom of God first. Borders may change, kingdoms may come and go, countries may shift and shape, leaders come and go. Trump will come and he will go, but there is one that remains forever on the throne of the universe, to which his kingdom moving through the nations, cross-culturally, cross-borderly, cross-boundaries, is a one that remains true forever. The kingdom of God, with its ruler, its president of presidents, its king of kings, being that of Jesus, who came into power not through college electoral delegate count, but came into power through a death and a resurrection on the cross, and who for us redefines power and kingdom altogether. You know, Christians in the first century didn't get to vote. They got the leader that they got given, for better or for worse, but they still stressed a few things. They acknowledged their political realities, for better or for worse. And by the way, they had very bad political reality in their midst. The Roman Empire, Nero especially, the Emperor Nero, was ruthless towards Christians. They loved their enemies without a reservation. They prayed for their leaders, whether or not they liked their leaders or not. And they ultimately declared that Jesus was Lord, and that in their time, Caesar wasn't. Now, I want to make it very clear, I'm all for voting, Okay. That's not what I mean when I say that they didn't get to vote, but this is how they, but this is what they did. I'm actually saying that for another provocative point, and that's this. That applies a lot to the here and the now. The way the first century Christians responded to those political powers says something about how we might respond to political powers that are now at B. Whether you were a Trump or a Hillary supporter, acknowledge the political reality, whether you think the outcome is good or bad. Pray for your world leaders, whether you agree with them or not. Love your enemy, which, by the way, whether you're on the left or on the right politically, might include people on the opposite end of your political preferences. If that's who you consider your enemy, guess what? You're called to love them. Which, by the way, is harder said than done, but something that we are called to nonetheless. And declare and live the reality that Jesus is Lord. Because honestly, every world leader today will be gone in 20 years or so. But Jesus, his kingdom, his rise to the ultimate throne, he remains. And by the way, I would have said all of this whether Hillary had won as well. It just so happens Trump did. Why? Because we have to take seriously these truths. And we have to take very seriously that it doesn't matter which end of the political spectrum you're on. Right now, the next president will be Trump. But guess what? Trump isn't the savior. And guess what? Neither would have been Hillary. And we have to take that seriously. Now, I understand that given the two realities of choosing between Hillary and Trump, some people really wanted Hillary to be in because they saw her as the best of two evils. And likewise, I've heard the same thing the other way around. You know what? I'm not even here to argue one way or the another or to put one candidate ahead of the other candidate. I'm just completely deconstructing all those categories because for better or for worse, what has happened has happened. And I know that right now in the present, for some people, that's a scary thing. And for others, they see it as a good thing. The point I'm trying to make is, what has happened has happened. Speak truth to the powers at be. To the powers that are now coming into place. I understand that certain people groups have a lot of fear right now. And I also understand that certain people groups have a lot of jubilation right now. But right now isn't the time for letting either jubilation or fear over a person who will be gone in 20 years take the best of us. Regardless where you sit, we must press in and we must remember that there is a king who is bigger and better and wider and more expansive than what has just happened. Jesus didn't bring a conservative kingdom. Neither did he bring a lefty kingdom. Rather, he carved out his own niche. This king does kingdom nothing like the rest of the world. And his kingdom lasts forever. This election is important. I'm not saying it isn't. And the result isn't not important. It is. But it certainly doesn't matter most. And this comes back down to what governments in scripture are all about. The function of governments is to create healthy law and order. But that's it. They don't save the world. They don't make the world great again. And they don't suppose that being with her makes everything all good. There is a real king, and the bigger king, his name is Jesus. As Christians, our role is to speak truth to power. It isn't to merge state and religion so tightly in some sort of weird conglomerate mess. But I would also say it's neither the radical approach of a radical division. It's that we as Christians who live as a countercultural people in the midst of an imperfect reality and an imperfect political system are called to love our neighbour, pray for our leaders, and live, let, and love like Jesus is King.